Dale and Leilani Newman of Wausau were convicted of reckless homicide in the 2008 death of their daughter Madeline. She died from uncontrolled diabetes mellitus after her parents had spent months trying to heal her through prayer. During oral arguments before the Supreme Court this week, the lawyer for Leilani Newman, Byron Lickstein, said Wisconsin law grants parents a broad immunity from prosecution when they choose to depend on faith healing to care for a child.
Whether you like the policy behind the immunity or not, the legislature created it, and it applies to substantial risk of death. It's not the province of the state or this court to make the privilege smaller than the legislature made it.
The attorney for Dale Newman, Stephen Miller, told Justice Annette Ziegler there is a line that the court can draw between protecting a child's life and protecting a parent's right to practice faith healing.
As long as the parent is able to substitute medical care with spiritual treatment, then there cannot at the same time be a duty to provide medical treatment.
So then what I hear you saying is you can never charge a parent who treats through prayer with homicide.
No, I think they could.
Does that duty start?
It would start when there was evidence of imminent death.
Miller said that would be in cases such as a car accident or drowning or serious bleeding, but not in cases of disease. The court will rule on the case sometime this spring or summer. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.